Hi, I'm Steve.
And I'm Joshua.
And you're listening to The Grind on punkradiocast.com.
51 is coming, then there's 52. Not a day goes by when I'm not sitting thinking about you. We spend those days under trees, feel the wind it blow.
Hi, this is Jason,
Spencer,
Steven,
Frank,
and Kevin.
From the Upset Victory, and you're listening to The Grind on punkradiocast.com.
The villain, that was Cincinnati's The Upset Victory from their self-titled release to start it up on The Grind today. As always, I'm Chris, and we've got a few interviews for you, a bunch of sweet From the Mailbox artist features on volume 106 of the program. We've also got a contest that we're running for this week's show. If you'd like to get some free stuff, including The Upset Victory's most recent two-song EP, The Awakening, all you need to do is send us an email to win@thegrindprc.ca with the subject, the Upset Victory or TUV contest or something like that, and you could be getting a Grind prize pack in the mail. That's win@thegrindprc.ca. Okay, so we've got an interview with the Upset Victory conducted by Marcus coming up in about an hour. Marcus also recently caught up with Steve Rawls, who is touring some dates to promote his acoustic album that recently came out. And we've also got great From the Mailbox artists from all over the place, including a couple Italian bands, The Adrenaline, as well as Minus Tree, a few American acts, Lexington Field and The Regime, and we'll also be hearing some new stuff from one of the hidden gems in the Asian punk scene, Rejected Kids, coming from Indonesia. Well, their album has been out for less than 2 weeks now, but Vancouver's Living With Lions have created quite a stir with their chosen artwork for their release, Holy Shit. Basically, some people got angry, and because they felt that the Canadian government shouldn't be funding a band CD that takes a stab at Jesus and the Bible. Now, in actuality, the band received a loan through Factor, that's the Foundation to Assist Canadian Talent on Records, which in light of potential future issues for Canadian artists and cutbacks to funding of the arts by the Harper government, the band Living With Lions has decided to pay back that loan. Their Canadian record label Black Box Recordings is withdrawing all of the previous product from retailers, re-releasing the album. Artwork not changed, though, except for the removal of any reference to Factor or the Canadian government or anything like that. The controversy really heated up in the major Canadian press, at least, when Toronto Sun journalist Ezra Levant wrote, and in my and many others' opinions, a misguided, poorly researched smear article on the band. It should be noted that Mr. Levant previously published a magazine based out of Alberta called The Western Report, where back in 2006 he gained national prominence when he published those infamous cartoons of the Muslim prophet Muhammad, stating it was his responsibility to cause controversy as someone in media in view of free speech. But now, like his Glenn Beck Fox News idols, he's flip-flopped on his stance and is criticizing others and exercising their free speech. Anyways, Ezra Levant's got his own issues after he was ordered to pay $25,000 in a libel charge due to his reckless indifference to the truth while writing blog posts about a Canadian Human Rights Commission's lawyer. Once all the dust settles on this, I'm sure all the attention and controversy around their new album has also been good for publicity around it. Okay, let's talk more rock. This is a new one from Living With Lions off of the infamous Holy Shit release. The song is Wake Up. We'll be right back. Chapter Has Begun. That was the title track off of a brand new 12-track album from Indonesia's Rejected Kids. The four-piece melodic punk and hardcore group from Tangerang, just outside Jakarta, have been together for 7 years and have been influenced by bands such as Slick Shoes, Sun's Grind, and much the same. They also have a similar sound to bands that we've recently featured here on The Grind, like Forest and Play Attention. Here's another killer one from Rejected Kids. This is Clouds and Ground. Them online at facebook.com/rejectedkids. Like I had mentioned earlier, these three songs will be coming out along with nine others on their album A New Chapter Has Begun. Rejected Kids are Slovenian label mates on Big Circle Records, along with our friends in the British band Turn It Red. You gotta love how international punk rock is getting these days. So many great underground bands and labels from all over supporting bands on the other side of the world through a true connection. The love of music, the love of punk rock. That's why we keep doing what we do here at The Grind, and we of course encourage you to support bands that catch your ear on the show. Buy a CD, buy a shirt. If they're touring anywhere near you, check them out, see them live. That goes for any band, really, not just international bands. Any band, you gotta support them, and they'll keep on putting out good music. Speaking of good music, Rejected Kids have recently signed with Bells on Records from Japan, and you can pre-order this release now from them at discunion.net. Okay, one more Rejected Kids track today on The Grind. This is Resistance.
Surely.
just heard a track from the five-piece Lexington Field coming from San Diego, California. That was Up in the Sky. And that, as well as the two other Lexington Field songs today, are coming off of their recently released 12-song album, Old Dirt Road. The album was released online towards the end of March, and the official CD release party for the Old Dirt Road album is happening this Sunday, the 29th, at Belly Up Tavern with Cashed Oat in Solana Beach. Lexington Field's got a great music video for this next song. Just search it on YouTube and you'll find it. This is Lexington Field with Tracy Boys' Fight the World. Lexington Field have previously shared the stage with bands such as the Mahones, Buck 09, the Young Dubliners, the Tossers, and Voodoo Glow Skulls. Get ready to see them on a lot more stages in the future, and keep track of them online at lexingtonfield.com. One more from them today, this is The Shores of Maine, and then into a song called Anyways from Steve Rawls.
As we prepare to fight.
When you wake up, we'll be sitting by the doorway. Since you left, we've all been feeling quite alone. When you're scared, keep looking for our hands. Close your eyes and breathe, and it won't be long before you're going home. Just look around at all of us, just look at what you've made. Changed our lives forever and loved us all the same. We've all done different things, we've chosen different paths. I come home after every two or five questions that you'd ask. What places did you see? What's different than before? Do people like your music? How many people was there more? Don't ever stop giving your all, no matter what others say. And tour these songs forever, just get out of this town and play. When you wake up, we'll be sitting by the doorway. Since you left, we've all been feeling quite alone. When you're scared, keep looking for our hands. Close your eyes and breathe in deep. It won't be long before you're going home. She told me she was in a band about 60 years ago. Never toured outside Saskatchewan, at least she never told me so. I remember when I called home, I heard that she had passed. Was at the docks outside Dover, the ferries loading fast. As we sailed from the horizon, I landed on the mainland. Had to rush down to a festival, the longest I was in a van. When the tour was over, I went home to celebrate with everyone. What a life she lived in front of us, it was golden like the sun.
This is Marcus reporting for The Grind on Punk Radio Cast. I'm in Ottawa right now with Steve Rawls and Joshua Grupp. How's it going, Steve? Josh?
Really good.
Excellent.
You guys are currently on tour, for Steve, promoting your new album, Bonus Room. How's the solo experience been so far?
It's been really fun, small, intimate, and also fun.
I would have to agree.
I was saying, you're on your current solo tour for Bonus Room. You've been touring before, or recently, with Tony Sly and Russ Rankin in Ontario and Quebec. So can you talk more about that?
Yeah, it was cool because we sort of had these dates sort of planned, and then when I found out that that Tony asked to have us on a tour, we just thought it'd be great to go ahead and play some shows and get going and kind of get the word out a little bit. And then now with the CD out, we're just sort of doing the same areas as we did about a month and a bit prior. So
you'll be going to Europe for about 6 weeks, I believe, starting in July.
The last week of June we fly out there, and we do 6 weeks. And
so other than your you being solo for this, like, no band, there's Josh, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, other than like being in a band and like the setup it shows, how will the tour differ from like this standoff, for example?
Well, I mean, obviously the logistics of just having two guitars is, you can rent a car as opposed to a van, trailer, six to eight people depending on the tour.
Yeah. And I guess obviously like visiting,
yeah,
it's easier that way.
Exactly, yeah. Cruising around in a car is not too bad of a deal. So
yeah. So you've had an acoustic guitar, Steve, for quite some time now, and I read that you didn't pick it up till 2009.
Yeah,
right.
It was kind of a joke, but there is some truth to it too.
Okay. So what's been the drive and motivation to like actually write songs?
Well, I got a guitar given to me by my uncle in like the early 90s, and it was a 12 string that like most of the heads at the top were wrecked.
Okay.
So you could only actually string it for six strings.
Okay.
And it was kind of crappy at best, so it wasn't like I wasn't super motivated to play that.
Okay.
When I was playing so much electric guitar.
Okay.
And so I rented a few guitars in the last year or so, and it just became more of a, it was a lot more fun to actually write on.
Okay. And you, Josh, sorry.
No, it's okay.
Sorry.
No, and that's really what it came down to, is I started writing a lot of acoustic after a standoff tour.
Okay.
And then it turned into an album.
And you, Josh, you've been playing like guitar for quite a while.
Yeah, I went to Homer College for jazz.
Okay, sweet. So. I know recently I was talking to John Creighton.
Yeah, yeah.
He was from Ottawa, and he was saying that how good you are as well. So that's why I heard about you before, but I wasn't sure. So it's pretty cool that you're
that's awesome.
To you. Yeah,
yeah, it's great.
Yeah. So Steve, your new album, acoustic album, Bonus Room, is officially out now.
Mm-hmm.
So for people that haven't heard of this yet, what can they expect from the overall release?
I think like some of the stuff that they might expect was, you know, somewhat like punk rock songs that are, you know, basically unplugged, but I think there's a lot of stuff in there that's more than that, and that's kind of what I was trying to do, is, you know, write some stuff that, you know, you might be hanging on the beach listening to, so,
yeah. Or the office.
Yeah, or the office, yeah. I definitely just go give it a listen, and I'm sure people can sort of derive what sort of style they think it is.
Yep.
But acoustic and mellow and fun.
Shines from sea to sea. What's ahead is beyond me. A club, a hall, an empty basement show. Just we're moving up and moving on. Together with my friends to sing some songs. I'll fly if the cops don't shut it down, no. Today a fly, we sleep on airport floors tonight. A hood for a pillow. Fast food another day, I may not ever have it made, but each day is a gift and I just see it that way. I miss that last sign because I space out most of the time, and I couldn't have read it anyway. It's a humble affair, I play these songs out anywhere, with the tune in the air and a grin on my face. A smile that shines from sea to sea. What's ahead is beyond me. A club, a hall, an empty basement show. Just by moving up and moving on. Together with my friends to sing some songs. I'll fight if the cops don't shut it down. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Semi-pro. Semi-pro.
Yeah.
Focuses on life on the road, pretty much, right? While you're touring. So, and since you've been touring forever, Steve, that seems to be a big aspect of your lyrics, correct?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Especially when you're gone, you know, upwards of 9 months of the year. Though, you know, standoff probably only tours about 4 months of the year. But, yeah, it consumes a good chunk of your life, and you write about what you do, I guess.
Yeah. Where can people order Bonus Room?
You can actually get it in stores now through our distributor, Sonic Onion, in Canada. You can get it on iTunes. You can get it on Bandcamp. You can order it directly from me on my store at steverawls.com. There's lots of ways to get it.
Yeah. Okay, sweet.
Yeah.
So this is a quote from you, Steve, on your site. I do this happily, though no one might be listening.
Yeah.
Right? So, well, many people are listening, obviously, Mr. Rawls. So you're doing the right thing, obviously, and so with a positive reaction that you've received so far worldwide, not even in Canada, like just everywhere, on this acoustic project, what can we expect in the future from you?
More of this and more of standoff. This was, you know, I wanted to do music full time, and I'm hoping that between this and this is a standoff, I'll be able to. Unfortunately, you know, standoff has been kind of a part time thing, but I'm hoping that, you know, now that I'm focusing on music more and everyone's got more of a, you know, a similar direction, I'm hoping that, you know, we'll be able to keep touring, you know, even more. So yeah, I mean, I'm already starting to spin ideas for an acoustic album, a second one already. So
nice. So in terms of this standoff, You guys were in Brazil recently supporting Anti-Flag. How was that?
That was amazing. Yeah, the shows were incredibly big and very, we were just like so surprised at how supportive people were and really how long people had been listening to my bands. You know, it'd been years and years, and so that was the first time I'd ever been to Brazil. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, like speaking of the fans over there, like South American fans seem so passionate about, you know, Belvedere, just to stand out, obviously, throughout the years, as you said. So were you able to see that in the shows, like in terms of like, the passion and the...
Yeah, because I'm not one to sit behind stage very long. I usually am out in the crowd hanging out, and so I got out there and mingled.
Nice. Any distant sign-off news to share with the listeners? Like any news coming?
We're right at the end of recording or of writing this EP that we're going to do. We're going to record it here in a few weeks, middle of June, and we're looking to have it out in September. And we're going to go to Europe right after I get back from Europe with these things. So, and then we're coming back through Eastern Canada again. And then actually we're doing some West States too. So I'm booked right till the beginning of November.
Sweet. So and Joss, finally, like how is it to tour with a legend such as Steve Rolf?
I've been listening to Steve for as long as I can.
Legendary asshole.
Yeah, I've been listening to Steve for as long as I can remember. So even my son is like a huge fan of Steve.
That's
so
cool.
He's stoked on the whole
thing. Sweet, awesome. So yeah, before letting you guys go, The Grind recently had its 100th volume.
Yeah,
big number. So yeah, props to Chris and Stacy for keeping it alive all these years. Yeah. So any special Grind moments or shows that you recall in the past?
Well, you know, it's funny too because like I think maybe Belvedere was one of the earlier interviews that we did, and it's so cool to see, you know, 100 episodes later. So I see Stacy quite often.
Yeah.
You know, occasionally Chris makes it out from Lloydminster. So, but I talk pretty regularly to him, and I can't say how supportive you guys have always been. Yeah. You know, you've always been. So I get the Facebook ads to the events, and I check it out. So it's great.
Awesome. So yeah. So have fun on the rest of the tour, guys.
Thank you.
And Steve and Josh, and thanks for taking the time to talk. And I guess I'll see you this summer or in the fall.
Yeah, sounds
sure.
Good.
Sweet.
Thanks, Mark.
No problem.
How did it go? How did I get here? Last thing I remember was a picture of imported beer. Well, I've got to go. Well, I work today. Well, it's gone and where's my clothes? I guess we're sitting here today. And after this, I'll never drink again. I need to wake up and get better friends. And I've been to that social rendezvous. 10 drinks went down, I'm sitting next to you. Start a story of mine. We piled right into limericks. We're having just a good old time. We kept it low, we kept it down. And Teddy ordered 20 shots. The room just started spinning round. After this, I'll never drink again. I need to wake up and get better friends. And I've been to that social rendezvous. 10 drinks went down, I'm sitting next to you today. Someday I'll grow up and stop doing this to myself. Until then, please save me from tonight. And after this, I'll never drink again. What happened to that social rendezvous? 10 drinks went down. After this, I'll never drink again. I need to wake up and get better friends. What happened to that social rendezvous? 10 drinks went down. I'm sitting next to you today.
I've seen the words, all your curses.
And we just heard a song called Avalanche coming from another San Diego band, The Regime. And before that, I played Sitting Next to You to wrap up Marcus's chat with Steve and Joshua. Back to The Regime now, as they are our next From the Mailbox artist. They've been at it since 2009, kicking out the jams as a three-piece. Last summer, they released their 2010 EP, which, like most music these days, has found its way onto the net for your listening pleasure. You can hit them up at www.officialregime.com to dig around for more info and check out some more great tunes from them. This is Breathing Room. Reminiscent of Rancid or the Flatliners, here's another song from The Regime. This one's called She's Got Nothing. She's got nothing on me, and I'll soon be forgetting about it. How close? Stones. That was some Italian hardcore for you from the guys in Minus Tree. Minus Tree is a four-piece band from Bari, Italy, who write their songs by combining speed, distorted guitars, and angry voices, typically from the hardcore genre, blended with ambient and rock elements. Formed in September of last year by guys already from established bands like Bury Me at Dawn, Minus Tree is working towards releasing their EP Individual out soon. Here's another song from that. This is Goodbye to the Worst. Minus Tree have shared the stage with bands like No Blame, Daily Grind, The Memory, and Waiting for Better Days. They're also planning out an Italian and European tour in November of this year, so if you want to help them out, drop them a line, and you can find them at minustree.bandcamp.com. They're also on MySpace, on Facebook, and on the stage. Probably within the next hour or so from when you're hearing this on Punk Radio Cast, Minus Tree is playing a show with The Way to the Gents and our next band, The Adrenaline, in Ravenna. One last track from Minus Tree, this is Nothing But Hope, and then right into a track from The Adrenaline called Always Destroy.
Oh, God!
Floyd from The Adrenaline. Five-piece melodic hardcore from Ravenna, Italy. These guys have been around since 2004 and released their first LP, Who Dies Begins to Live, in April of last year. These three songs are coming off of that release, and that last song actually featured Lori from the band Beer Bong. I had an opportunity to see Beer Bong around 10 years ago when they did a Canadian tour. Great band there as well. The Adrenaline have had some lineup changes since their start, but have maintained their focus, becoming an important reference in the regional scene. They've shared the stage with groups like This Is a Standoff, No Turning Back, Legwagon, and No Use for a Name. But this year, they face a full-scale European tour, hopefully taking them all the way up to Finland and Russia. Let's hear another one from The Adrenaline. This is Warrior on the Grind, right here on PunkRadioCast.com. Adrenaline are also composing new stuff and are working towards a brand new LP for a potential November 2011 release. Their Who Dies Begins to Live album was released under Myphonic Records, an Italian outfit. And I see that just this week they've also joined forces with Holding On Records, a small hardcore punk label from Thailand. You can find them by searching Facebook or by visiting myspace.com/theadrenalinerock. Okay, one last song from The Adrenaline today, and then we'll be into our final interview on the show, Marcus's chat with the guys in the Upset Victory. Now don't forget, if you want to win some free stuff, including an EP from them, send us an email to win@thegrindprc.ca with the subject The Upset Victory. The song we're going to hear from them is called Actions, off their Awakening EP, but first, The Adrenaline with Into the Hope.
I'm best upon me. The sounds of the moon that will prevail. Best upon me. The sounds of the moon that will
This is Marcus, reporting for The Grind on punkradiocast.com. Today I'm joined by all members of the Upset Victory from Cincinnati, Ohio. And we're actually doing this interview on Skype, a first for me and for the guys too, I believe. First off, can you please give a short history of the band?
Sure. All of us have been playing around in different bands around the city for kind of a long time, basically since we were all kids. And we've been playing different shows together in different bands. And we all decided, why not just get together and make one cohesive band with all these musicians that we've been playing together with for so many years. Frank, for example, was in a band called Better Luck Next Year that Steve and I have been playing with for a long time. But yeah, so that's pretty much how it came together.
Sweet. Some of the members of the Upset Victory were in Better Luck Next Year. Again, one of my favorite bands back then and even now. And Scallywagon. How did being in those bands help develop your sound?
Well, we had... It definitely helped as far as playing local shows and everything. And Frank, I would imagine, already knew Cincinnati kind of punkish scene pretty well from that sort of stuff.
Right.
So it helped in that regard.
Sweet. In terms of the rock, punk, metal scene in Cincinnati, how is it these days?
I'd say the punk scene was a lot stronger in the early, late kind of 90s. And then recently, I don't know, it's come around. I mean, we've gotten some cool opportunities. We played on some like national shows and opened up some bigger label bands, which is awesome. But like the local scene as a whole, I mean, I don't know. I'm holding out hope that it'll come around. But yeah, a lot of cool bands have come out of Ohio and in the Midwest in general. And, you know, hopefully we can be another one of those kind of bands. But yeah, on the whole, it's pretty good, I'd say.
Sweet. Your band focus heavily on promoting your music online, as do many bands these days. You find the scene is better with the internet being the new medium for music?
Yeah, definitely. I would say so for sure. If it wasn't for the internet, we wouldn't have gotten signed to Takeover.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for the internet, we wouldn't have gotten nearly a lot of the exposure. But the downfall of that is also a lot of people don't, there's not a lot of, I guess, value placed on music like there once was, I think.
Yeah,
I can't speak for everyone, but like, you know, people just illegally download stuff. And
yeah, I believe as a whole that we all miss physical releases of albums. That doesn't happen as often anymore.
That's true.
Coming to shows, you know, you can promote all you want and have, you know, 500, 5,000 Facebook likes, but, you know, we want to see people at our shows. We want to see people wearing our t-shirts. And, you know, that's how I feel about music. I want to be there enjoying it, not just saying I like it online.
Yeah,
that's very true.
There's so much stuff out there that somebody can listen to your band and then they look next to it on MySpace that says the Upset Victory is one of 800 billion bands that uploaded whatever today. So it's kind of like, I don't know, it's hard to eke out a place out there.
Yeah, it's like,
so much
it's like everyone and their mom has a band, so you have to get through like that layer of filth that is so many terrible bands.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you find the good ones. So it's kind of like it's a blessing and it's also kind of a curse at the same time. But
it's cool on the whole, though.
You have to adapt and everything's changing, so.
Yeah. Your current lead singer, Jason, has a similar voice to Frank's, who was the previous vocalist. And Frank is still in the band, just so everyone knows. So when did the idea to have a new lead singer come up?
I think we just wanted to explore a different option. I could already sing, kind of, so adding Jason just added a whole new element to the band. We could actually do backup vocals, you know, harmonies, whatnot, something we've never been able to really do.
Pretty much. Like,
so, yeah, it just adds a whole new element to the band.
Duplicate the record, pretty much.
Right.
Yeah.
And plus, you know, Jason's a great songwriter, so that was just an added bonus. There's just a lot of pros to it. We just wanted to explore it, and it's worked out great ever since.
Sweet. You guys are on Takeover Records Digital since the release of your first self-titled EP, I believe. And So how has the relationship been since then?
We had a 2-year deal with Takeover. And recently, that's kind of come to a little bit of closure. And as it stands, ever since we came out with The Awakening, we're on the, you know, just been shopping around other people. And there's some cool things that hopefully will come to fruition that we've kind of been putting all of our ducks in a row now that we kind of realigned our lineup and everything. Mm-hmm. But that relationship started basically with, like I said earlier, the internet. Mm-hmm. They had found us on MySpace, and they were having a sign your band almost kind of competition. And Warren Cook, who used to be the original bass player when they were called Where We Stand, mm-hmm. and Ben Harper were owning and running the label at that time. And they pretty much, we reached out to them, and that was it. They put out our first one, which we had mm-hmm. done independently, and then Between the Walls was something that we did. It was strictly a Takeover release.
Okay.
That's how that all kind of spawned.
Okay. And the video for the song The Will, simply amazing, highly recommended. You guys put that out a few years ago, and it's off the, again, Between the Walls and the World That Sleep EP.
Lost.
guys enjoy the video making process, and any funny stories to tell about that?
Yeah, it was awesome. I thought it was awesome. I think everybody had a good time. We had a really weird, eccentric cast and crew of helpers, so that, I don't know, it's, that was interesting. But yeah, it was cool. We filmed at a couple different old churches. Not that it's a religious video or anything, but it was just beautiful architecture and really cool places. But yeah, you definitely meet, like, one of the guys that owned a church we recorded at.
Yep.
Is this hippie who lives in the basement and makes his own drums, like literally goes out, kills the animal, tans the hide. this is all going on in the basement of this place, so yeah, it's definitely, you meet some interesting people. But
as little hasn't to shake his hand.
He had this dog walking around and part of its brain was exposed. But the experience on the whole was awesome for me.
One of our best friends actually in our hometown was the director for that. So it was cool to like work with like basically family and friends to a certain degree on that, you know.
Yeah.
It was like a really tight-knit group that worked on it. And we're trying to get that same crew again to work on our video for Actions this summer.
Mm-hmm.
A little side note too, the actor there is, he's an, what is he, an alchemist or something?
Dak, yeah, the guy that plays the old man for his day job. And he was a really nice guy. I'm not trash talking him or anything, but he's just, he was on his own wavelength. He's self-admittedly kind of crazy, and he sells crystals for a living out of the van. So that was interesting.
Yeah, he's a spiritual healer. So, needless to say, it was an interesting casting crew.
Yeah.
Sure.
And that actor you speak of, I thought he looked so much like Sir Anthony Hopkins. I don't know about you guys, but I thought it was him at first. I was like, nah, really?
Yeah, so Victory's been working with Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah, exactly. That's the rumor.
We used all the budget.
That's cool. So you guys are currently recording some new tunes, jamming too, I guess, to those. When is that next release going to be out?
Well, kind of going back to those two songs, you know, how we were kind of shopping around, mm-hmm. we kind of use those as leverage, as like a little teaser to let people know that, you know, we have new stuff out. But yeah, we're always writing. I mean, we're always getting together and writing. I don't know like an exact date.
Yeah, the date's kind of still to be determined, but we have enough. We're looking for somebody to help back a full length right now, or we might even just do it out of our own pockets and then get that out there, because we have tons and tons of stuff all the time.
Yeah, it's long overdue for a full length, I think, for us, for, you know, for sure.
Okay, cool.
So yeah, I don't know. It's sooner rather than later. We have the treatment for a music video sitting literally in front of us right now, so definitely lots of new stuff coming up.
Okay.
Tons of stuff.
Speaking of tours, any tours in the works or shows coming up?
We're playing Bogart's actually next week on the 21st. Bogart's is pretty much like the music venue in our hometown.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a couple weeks ago, actually Yellow Card, actually speaking of them, played there a couple weeks ago. It's just one of the bigger headlining kind of venues, and it's part of the thing called the Sound of Cincinnati.
Okay.
So we were selected to kind of, I guess, represent our hometown.
Oh, that's
everyone
nice.
Kind of comes out. So it'll be a good turnout.
Yeah.
A good time.
Step one is record, then after that I'm sure hit the road to follow it.
Oh, sweet. Where can people like reach you online for music, merch, whatever?
UpsetVictory.com or just find us on MySpace, or really if you just Google us, you know, you'll find us. We're out there.
Anymore, I mean, I guess we're kind of hip to the whole Facebook thing. If you go to facebook.com/theupsetvictory, or just like Sven said, theupsetvictory.com, but we have an official online store. All of our like links and stuff are linked literally right there.
Okay, sweet. Well, I guess going to merch, do you have any new merch coming up in your store or like in the future?
We do, yeah. The graphic designer who works on our on all of our websites, the Awakening artwork, we just got a new t-shirt being in the works, which is pretty cool. We're looking forward to that getting made. It's very much in the vein of the artwork.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah, people should buy some shirts and stuff, because the money goes right back into the band, which helps us record.
Exactly.
Shirts and the direct,
exactly.
So,
yeah. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I think for me, I think I have at least 4 or 5 shirts of you guys, so that's the way to go. Support the band, right?
Awesome. Thank you.
No problem. So any last words to say to the listeners, new listeners and fans of the band?
We love you, Canada.
Thank you. But so again, for people who listen right now, check out the band, buy their merch. If you're in the area, go to shows. And thanks a lot for doing this, guys.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, appreciate the time you took to speak to us. And good luck for the rest of the year.
Thanks, man.
Cheers.